No King's protests are erupting across the country and getting closer and closer to Donald Trump as a war erupts in the Middle East that Trump cannot seem to pump the brakes on. Americans are pissed off not only about the executive expansion of Donald Trump, you know, starting wars, placing tariffs on other countries without Congress, like he's some sort of king, but we're also just pissed off at the apathetic manner in which this administration does all of this. Stephen Miller will be frothing at the mouth on Fox News, acting like he's justified, and Donald Trump will be, like he is today, just golfing. So while the country is at war, Donald Trump is golfing, according to the White House pool report. From Anna Ceballos, she said, out-of-town pool report, Trump just left Mar-a-Lago and arrived at Trump International Golf Course at 9.02 a.m. Just remember, every single time they go to one of these golf courses, they're using our taxpayer dollars on Trump-owned services. While our taxpayer dollars are going towards more wars and while protests break out across the country. I am so proud of America today because I want to show you some of the No Kings protests that are breaking out. Videos of massive No Kings crowds across the country are going viral. At the same time, while this is happening, the war in the Middle East is erupting, escalating, and more players are joining. So Americans are like, listen, we need to put constraints on the executive branch in any way possible. Maybe start with the War Powers Resolution that limits Donald Trump's ability to send us to war. Yemen's Houthi rebels continue to attack Israel, with Israeli missiles downing a suspected Houthi drone over the southern city of Eilat just moments ago. Look at this. Boom, you can see it get intercepted in the sky. As Donald Trump is claiming the war is over, Iranian drones are flying over Iraq. The Houthi rebels are attacking Israel. The war in the Middle East is escalating. More players are joining. Gas prices are spiking, which is exactly why people everywhere from Washington, D.C. to New York City to even Arkansas. Look at our folks in Arkansas. That is a pretty massive crowd. You know, it would be nice if we could return the power back to the people, like the people protesting in the villages, retirement community. I'm going to play this clip right here. Rather than the special interest groups that have been plaguing American politics for decades, rather than sending our money to endless wars overseas, I think the most offensive part of it all is the Trump administration cutting Medicaid and cutting healthcare for tens of millions of Americans, claiming that it's not fiscally responsible to fund these things. And then Donald Trump extends his executive power so we can go to war and place tariffs on other countries, therefore bankrupting Americans even further and spending our money on bombs to kill school children or a schoolgirl. So it's fiscally irresponsible to spend money on healthcare, but any notion of fiscal responsibility goes out the window when we're talking about bombing other countries. But if you direct your attention to the screen, you can just see endless crowds of people protesting in the villages, retirement community in Florida. The protests are growing closer and closer to where Donald Trump is, and I'll continue to show you just in one moment how big the crowds are, but make sure you drop a like, make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. It is a beautiful day to be an American, a beautiful day to be a pro-democracy warrior, and that is what we fight for every single day on this feed, whether it's debates, new formats, breaking news, we will continue to fight. So subscribe, help us get to 2 million subs, and let's continue. Here is a huge crowd from the main No Kings protest in St. Paul, Minnesota. We have Jane Fonda, Keith Ellison, Tim Walz, Bernie Sanders, and Bruce Springsteen performing. Take a quick look.
This is the flagship No Kings protest today in the United States.
I'm just going to mute it for 1 second. I love how they're doing it in Minnesota. Minnesota is the state that has been perhaps terrorized the most in both Trump terms. We had George Floyd being executed in term number one with protests following. And then in term number two, we had, of course, Donald Trump sending ICE to the cities after Nick Shirley made that weird expose video that didn't really expose much. And then those ICE agents subsequently killed Renee Nicole Good and Alex Preddy. So now the protests are erupting and people are mad. I want you, if you made it this far in the video, I want you to let me know in the comment section, what you think No Kings Day represents to you. If you showed up and protested, let me know where it was, and let me know what issue you think this represents the most, because there are so many things I can cycle through. There is the executive overreach with ICE, giving ICE the funding of some country's military so they can go around with masks and terrorize U.S. citizens. There is the tariff expansion. There's the wars Donald Trump has brought us into. There is the hiding of the Epstein files. There's the attempt to politically persecute enemies like Letitia James and James Comey and Adam Schiff, and it failed because Trump is such a dumbass that he couldn't even appoint people properly. There's so many different things we can point at. There's Doge. I mean, I didn't even touch the tip of the spear there. You see people in the crowd super, super energized to fight for our democracy. And this will translate into the midterms. Oh, look, there's friend of the show, Robbie Roadsteamer. I love Robbie Roadsteamer. We see him at a lot of rallies. We see him at a lot of events. And he's there energizing the crowd. Look at right here. Let's read the sign. It says, if I can get it, standing strong and marching together, teachers, LGBTQ+, scientists, unions, veterans, farmers, elders, immigrants, medical practitioners, let's say it's cut off there, all ages, genders, races, faiths, sexualities, all of this uniting for one common cause to win America back. This is Buffalo, New York. It brings me all the way back around to the protests breaking out in Washington, D.C. I'm just going to say it as simply as possible. If like-minded people across the country continue to come together, use people power, vote the Republicans out come the midterms, vote Donald Trump and J.D. Vance out come 2028 for good, then we will regain our power, erode the special interest groups that have been hijacking our democracy, and fight, fight, fight. Over at Mockler Media, we're working on a few projects. One of them is Project 2029, or you can call it Project North Star. It's a plan to get special interest groups out of our democracy. It says, a plan to end the corruption, end special interest group control, and revive our democracy by banning stock and asset trading by the president, vice president, and Congress. End dark money in politics. Overturn Citizen United. Establish a universal tax rebate and redistribute wealth. We have some big ideas that we're going to continue to push towards every single day. So make sure you subscribe below. I think the most important thing in the near future is taking the dark money corporate interest groups out of politics that have been kind of rewiring the incentives of our politicians. So rather than serving the average person, they're serving AIPAC or they're serving the oil lobby. That cannot be anymore. And we have to continue to push back. Look at how many people are showing up in Washington, D.C., Buffalo, New York. We have a crowd in St. Paul, Minnesota. I mean, this is the villages. These are red areas and people are showing up and showing out. Let me know where you showed up today. No King's Day is a beautiful day for a democracy. I love you all. I will see you in the next video as we continue to develop Mockler Media. 2 million subscribers on the way, and peace out.